perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and good morning to you. Yes, life is too short and eternity is too long to live without old friends. Thank you for tuning my way this morning. May I be a blessing to you. And we trust today that Something to Believe In will reach in your heart and your homes, automobile, convalescent places, wherever you are, to let you know that there is something to believe in and that something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, the Spirit of God. We feel like we need to do this song for you right here this morning. I think it's a song that will bless your heart. And I feel like we need to start the broadcast with this one. It says, there is somebody that cares.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, like no other can do. You come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is God, and He cares for you. Disappointments come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. You'll come down the tears from your eyes, here is shine, and He cares for you. When you need a friend until the end, there'll be someone who'll be a friend.
I just would like to say that I thank you for being my friend. Betty Brown, I'm very sorry that I went right on by your birthday. But anyhow, Betty Brown, a great friend of ours. By the way, let's continue to remember Betty and her daughter in our prayers. And she had a birthday on the 7th of March, and I forgot that. And I had it laid here, but I never sent it out to you, Betty. We hope you're doing real well. You and all the puppies, she's, thank you for writing back and saying you heard the little dog in the song there. And all your families, there's a lot of you. We have so many that we're praying for, and we hope that you're praying for us As a matter of fact, we need each other. I preach a sermon called Either Stand Together or Fall Apart. And, you know, I need you, and you need me. And together we stand, but it's divided that we fall. Well, let's go right back now and let Martha do this song for us. I'm going to try to help her along with it. This one said, "It sure sounds like angels to me."
That heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me. Our Lord will return. This could be the hour when I join my voice with that heavenly choir.
Yes, sir, it sure sounds like angels to me. Well, let's send that out to all of you that like to hear Martha sing. We get a lot of requests for Martha's music, and we're so glad that it blesses your heart. Mary and Martin Howell, we have you in our prayers and in our thought. Louise, James, Ellison, and Betty Joe and Ernie. And I mostly say Betty Joe, Ernie, and the youngins, but the youngins, if you pardon the way I call it, but the they've all got married and went off, and Tamara is way down in the South, and I was thinking the other day, boy, they just kind of grow up and go out on their own. We're so glad for them, and we're still praying for them. We think about Kathy and Phil Ballard, and my, what great friends they've been, and we've got so many people that come to me and say, well, we heard the broadcast today. Well, I'm so glad that you did. That's what we're on here for. And Calvin, Delphia, Lemon, hope that you're hearing the broadcast. And a lot of people over around Beckley now, my good friend Reverend Wayne Peters had the shingles. He's been kind of incarcerated for a while, so let's pray for him. And good to hear Shirley Snuffer the other day talking about Juanita Murphy, and then also Wanda Height. And these are great friends of ours, and we're remembering them in prayer. Never forget my good friend Clyde Murphy. Clyde was a great help to me when I was here in Beckley, pastoring, and he's a great friend. And one day we'll sing again on the hillsides of glory. Well, let's go right back now and do this song right here. We talked about the wall, about the prayer. Well, we can have a wall of prayer that's around us.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Yes, sir, we all need that wall of prayer surrounding me. You know, God only answers two ways, either yes or either no. Now, in answering yes or no, now sometimes God doesn't answer just like you when you think he ought to, but he does hear and answer prayer. And I'd like to pass that your way. I know that you've asked many times and you say, well, I didn't receive. Well, just keep on asking, because we firmly believe the Bible said, ask you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So my word to you today is, as a counselor to you, just keep on knocking, because he will hear and answer your prayer. Well, let's go right back one more song before we bring the message today, and I hope you enjoy this one.
The shepherd of my valley, Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What could I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down. Well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What will I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. The Bible said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Will Rogers once made the statement, all people are my friends. Now all I need to do is meet them. The psalmist David in chapter 23, the great chapter of the Bible, said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, it runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a friend. I know that God is my friend. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, the Lord is my friend. And there is no greater relationship than to have a friend. The Bible said that Jesus gave His life, and no greater love hath any man than to give his life for a friend. My friend, you see, I got to know you. I got to know you by means of radio. I got to know you from the pulpit. I got to know you as I met you on the sidewalk. I knew you because someone introduced me to you one day. We were friends. The only thing now we had to do is meet. I am sure and aware that you have been my friend. And I trust today that I've been your friend. You see, the pastor that is pastoring you is not only the pastor, but he's your friend. He's there when you're sick. He's there when your loved ones are sick. He's there when your loved ones are changing worlds. He's there to marry your daughters. He's there to baptize your babies. You see, the pastor is more than a pastor, because, you see, the pastor is your friend. Your husband, he's not only the husband, he's your friend. He's the one that's there when you're sick. He's the one who is there when you need attention. He's there because he's your friend. I know that the laws by marriage has brought you and he together and you've become one. But he's not your husband. He's your friend. Because, you see, a friend will stick closer than a brother. I've watched it down through life. I've watched husbands as they've sat beside their wife while she is changing worlds, while she is sick. I've also watched the wife as she is set by his side. We were at Duke University and we were discussing changing worlds. How should the husband react, and how would the wife react, and how would the pastor fit into the situation? And we kind of tossed it about, and there were many things said and many plans that were made at the time that this was happening. I sat there, I listened very cautiously. And then I said, well, just be there for them. And that's all that you can do. I've stood by the bedside of a dying mother, and all I could do was be there.
My hands were tied. I just simply showed myself as a friend. And you know, when people are in those situations, they need a friend. They need someone who will stick closer than a brother. No wonder the great song was written, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege it is just to take them to our Lord in prayer." You see, your husband, he's your friend. He's your husband, but he's yet your friend. A wife, she's your friend. Husband, that wife of yours is one of the best friends that you will ever know. She's there with you in the hard times. She's there with you when you're smiling, when you're crying. She's there with you when you go through your struggles, because she's standing closer than you really realize. She loves you, and because she loves you, she becomes your friend. Even though there may be hard feelings between families, and there is a lot of hard feelings today, and families have been separated because of ill feelings. But you know, when the chips are down, that brother will be there for you. I have four boys, and they don't always see eye to eye. They don't always get along like they ought to. They're brothers. I had one brother, and I didn't like having to wear the old hand-me-downs, and I thought that they showed him more respect and concern than they did me, because he was older. He got by with more things than I did, but I love my brother. My brother died at the age of 58 years old as an alcoholic. And you know, the only thing that I have regretted in life that I did not have the opportunity to tell him, "Earl, I loved you. I know that you were an alcoholic. I knew that you were struggling, going through situations, but I was your friend. I stood by you. I loved you." Even though I didn't sit down and actually tell him that, he was my friend. I respected him. I looked up to him. But you see, my brother was my friend. My father, the greatest friend that I ever had. I never realized what I really had, the value that laid before me was my father until he's changing worlds. And when I stood by his bedside, and the doctor has told me that the kidneys are failing and that my dad is just about ready to leave this world, all of a sudden I realized I'm losing one of the greatest friends I ever had. You see, my father was the one who loved me. My father and mother was the ones who cared for me. I had troubles, I could go to them. When I had problems, I could go to them. They understood me. They knew me better than I even knew myself. And I stood there as my dad is changing worlds. I'll never forget the very last words, and I've told this for many years. The last words my father told me was, "I'm now going home to see my Lord." So you see, I believe that. My father, my greatest friend. I was diagnosed with cancer back in 91. I sat in the doctor's office, and the doctor told me, "You have cancer, and we're going to have to either operate or either have to treat it or just leave it alone." And you know what came to my mind? If my father was only there, if I could just talk with him, because you see, I relied upon his great wisdom. You know, I miss my father. There's not a day that goes by that I don't miss my father. But he was a friend. He was the one who I could go fishing with, and the one I could sit down and talk to. And he understood me, and he understood my situations. And I remember that he would sometimes chuckle when I'd say, "Dad, you want to go with me somewhere?" And he'd say, "Why, are you out of gas and you need a tank full of gas or something?" My dad was that one who was always handing me that few extra dollars because he didn't want to see me be broke or not have any money in my pocket. But he was just not a hand-me-out. He was my friend, and he was a friend that stuck closer than a brother. Yea, he was more than a friend. To have a friend, I'm going to have to show myself friendly. You see, that's what the proverb said here in 18 and 24. And we need to show ourselves more friendly. We need to put our hand out and give a big handshake and tell somebody that we love them. In the psalmist David, he's saying, "The Lord is my shepherd. He is my friend. He will walk with me through the valley of the shadow of death. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me." And then we realize that there is a friend that will stick closer than a brother. You see, David had a friend. In verse 6, he said, "My friend, he will be your friend." And you know, today, you can have a friend. You can have a friend that will walk with you down through the valley of the shadow of death. He will go with you always, even unto the very end. On this Memorial Day Sunday, we are remembering that we've lost a lot of great loved ones. Martha and I have talked many times, and I'm like you. I become bitter sometime when my loved ones are taken from me. I don't like this.
Father, as we come to the close of the broadcast today, we do pray for our friends. We pray for our radio broadcast. We don't know who we're speaking to. We don't know who we're reaching, but this is your ministry, and I'm only the vehicle that has been allowed the privilege to speak to the people by the means of radio. Thank you for those who have stood with us faithfully down through the years and helped us to bring the gospel into the homes of many, many people. Many have heard the gospel. Many have believed the gospel. And many have repented because of the gospel. So we thank you for them. We pray a very special blessing upon them, a very special blessing upon this broadcast. Lord, and we'll give you praise for all that's done in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Ed, Mary Jo, been thinking about you. Hope that everything's well with you. And we trust that this is a time that we can spend together and just kind of say, hey, thank you, friend. Thank you for being my friend. Someone, I feel like you're the kind of a person that I can just pick the phone up and call you, or I believe I could come to your home just about any time and have cake and coffee. I believe I'd be welcome. But you're also welcome into my home. You're welcome into my life. And I'm so glad that I've been a part of your life and you've been a part of my life. You see, reaching across the airway, we don't know where we're going, who's hearing, but it's in God's hand. Well, the only thing left to say on this beautiful Sunday morning is goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Lord.
Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.